British MPs' expenses have gone online. Copies of claims and about 2 million receipts were posted on the internet today following a four-year legal battle by information campaigners. The online publication follows details of excessive claims which were disclosed over the last month after an uncensored copy of the expenses was leaked to a British newspaper. Professor Stephen Fielding is director of the Centre for British Politics at Nottingham University in the UK. He told Lydia O'Kane that the fact that online allowances have been edited will arouse suspicions and that information on expenses has been sought for a long time.
I don't think it'll help, partly because everybody has got the unexpurgated version already, and they've seen the glorious reality in full Technicolor. So what they will be getting is the edited version with various details, as you say, sort of blanked out, like addresses and things like that. So it won't be telling anybody, I suspect, anything they don't know already. And the fact that it will be slightly edited will arouse suspicions that even now parliamentarians are trying to cover up the reality.
Do you think that the economic crisis was a catalyst for all this?
Well, there is some truth in that. I think in terms of the reception, it's much more visceral. It's much more violent, at least verbally violent. I mean, some MPs are really getting, being shouted at in the street. But that's as far as it's gone because of the economic context. But this is also something that's been a long time coming. There have been bodies that have been trying to get at the details of these allowance claims for a number of years. And the Speaker has basically been preventing them from doing so.